It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Happy New Year! Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in today. Coming up, Marcy Niffen will improve your mood instantly by making one simple adjustment to your spine. And Lisa Kay will join us. She likes to nudge your intuition. And it is a new year, so let's blow some horns to celebrate. Sax player Emilio Castillo of the R&B group Tower of Power shares the story behind his band's 46 years of success, and it's a really sweet story that's on the way. Plus, learn how to talk to and communicate with your higher self and communicate through your higher self with Lori Martin. Lori has some really interesting spiritual ideas. First, a reminder to join me next Sunday in person at A Day For and About Women. That's what it's called. A Day For and About Women. Breakfast, lunch, and inspiration. The event is being held at Backstage Salon in Croton, and no, we are not going to do your hair or makeup. We are clearing out the salon for the day to use the space for the gathering. So come meet other women who want to chart their course for 2015. Maggie Pinkway of the Glass House Retreat will start and end the day with guided meditations. Inspirational speaker Demetra Vasiliadis, who is also a spiritual astrologer, will guide us with her wisdom, and I've got a few ideas to share, too. I might even get you singing along. So I hope you will join us, A Day For and About Women. It is January 11th in Croton. Get complete details at caseyontheradio.com. That's K-A-C-E-Y on the radio.com. Or you can go to theglasshouseretreat.com, theglasshouseretreat.com. My co-host Maggie Pinkway is the spiritual blogger who writes at the Glass House Retreat. She also owns Backstage Salon, which is why we're using her space. A Day For and About Women. Men, maybe you can surprise your lady love with a ticket. Really looking forward to the day. Now, say hello again to Lori Martin. Her new book is called Language of the Heart, Unconditional Love, Living Fully Empowered. Lori and I caught up just before the Thanksgiving holiday to talk about our true essence, yours and mine, which is unconditional love.
We are all learning about unconditional love now. We're all kind of in a process of expanding more into our heart space and learning about who we are. And we're practicing. So unconditional love, maybe we felt it through our pets, our animals around us. But because we don't recognize ourselves as these beautiful divine beings, our pure essence is unconditional love, joy, and light. That is our true essence. But because we're not really connected to that, we're all practicing walking back to ourselves and learning who we really are as these beautiful, radiant, multidimensional divine beings.
What would it look like if we all suddenly woke up one day and realized that our pure essence was unconditional love?
Amazing. Mm. Pretty much like heaven on earth. It would just be, and that's actually chapter 6 in my book, imagining what that would be like, our red carpet walk as these beautiful divine beings. That's the last chapter in my book. The whole book is step-by-step process. The book is just a tool, just one tool, just as all the books are out there. It's a tool on getting to know who we are, about our attachments in life. We have these emotional attachments to people, to job titles, to things, to even our belief systems. When we see our attachment, we can then begin to say, wow, how can I draw my energy and my power back to myself? How can I detach from thinking that I absolutely need that job, that job's going to make me happy, or that man, I absolutely need this one man, or I'm going to be heartbroken? And it's really all about understanding our wholeness.
Right. And as you're talking, I'm thinking the holidays coming up, and you know we're going to see that picture of all the grown-ups trampling over each other and fighting over that whatever it is on sale when the stores open up at midnight, right?
Right. So, right, and then all the teachings go out the window, exactly.
Right, so those people are very far away from knowing that their pure essence is unconditional love. And I think, too, you know, when you said attachments to people, I can hear parents saying, but of course I'm emotionally attached to my children. But I think when you realize that your essence is the same as their essence, there's a part of them that's you and a part of you that's them.
The more we can remember that they are divine beings too,
right,
and we have that respect for their spirit, we can draw, almost like we can then have more trust and more faith in their divinity, in their life path, that they are connected to their higher self, just as everybody is, and that their higher self knows more about what's good for them than we do sometimes. And sometimes we can then just pull back a little bit, saying our prayers and setting our intentions. Intentions are really, really powerful, really powerful. It's focused energy. And when we use our focused energy in a positive way, that will set our life up for success versus the opposite. So it doesn't matter what it is, but if we can see the best or the best case scenario for people, even when they don't, or even when they don't even see the light, but if we can hold the light for them, and sometimes that's not easy. It can be really challenging.
Let's talk about that. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of parents listening, or just anybody who loves somebody that's going through a hard time. What does that mean, holding the light for them?
That means that we're going to make a conscious decision not to get meshed into their darkness, into their fears, right, into their anxiousness. We're going to take a step back and we're going to say, okay, I understand that they are in this place right now, but I do understand that they are a divine being, and my prayer for them is to connect with their higher self, to be able to feed intuition for their highest path. And I will hold that knowing for them, and I will hold the knowing that they are exactly where they're meant to be, and that whatever they choose, because we have choices here on Earth, whatever they choose is going to be for their highest and best good, and we have to respect that. And respect someone else's life path. If we can hold the vision also for them being happy, for them succeeding, for them healed, for them being healthy, if we could hold the vision of their dreams coming true for them, even though they might be in a space where they can't, but we can hold that vision for them.
Now, I can connect with somebody else's higher self?
Absolutely.
How do I do that?
Okay, so for example, we're going to take a deep breath and we're going to relax and make sure that you're in a comfortable place. And then you want to put your feet on the floor, just get grounded. First thing, we're going to breathe in pure unconditional love from the highest source of love. We're going to take this love all around us. We're going to breathe it in and we're going to drop into our heart space. We'll call in our own higher self. By just saying, my intent is to call in my higher self, that wise part of me that's connected to love from above. And let's say you wanted to speak to the higher self of your husband. You can say, can I have access and permission? My intention is to speak to my husband's higher self if he's willing to speak to me. And then you can kind of get a sense, I invite in the higher self of my husband. And then you imagine your higher self and his higher self talking. And then whatever you want to say, you communicate. And then if you want to ask questions, you can ask questions to their higher self and then listen and trust. And trust your own intuition. Trust what you sense, what you intuit. And even if you can send a prayer to the higher self, and even if you wanted to send a message or a vision to them of getting healthy or getting on the right path or being successful, whatever that feeling is you want to communicate to that person's higher self, if it's love, if it's a specific message for direction for the person, and then you could say, please, if this is for their highest good, please give me a sign. And then you can even use a sign like a feather if you want, a white feather. and then thank their higher self and thank your higher self. And the most important thing is just trust that the communication occurred, because it did occur, and trust any messages that you receive, because our thoughts and our words are all energy. The energy, the emotions, and the words, the language goes out there and doesn't go away. So it's there. That communication occurred. Now, let me go back to what I just shared with you about a sign. The other day, I asked for a sign if this project that I was working on with a TV station was for my highest good. I didn't give any specifics. I just said, give me a sign that this project is for my highest good. And I'll give you to the end of the week, because I don't want to rush you on the white feather. So I'll give you to the end of the week, have me see a white feather. 2 hours later, I was walking my dogs, and I looked down, and there's a white feather. And I looked down, I was like, oh my God. I picked up the white feather, I put it in my pocket, and I came back home, and I put it in my office. You can always ask for signs, be very specific, and they being our guidance system, every human being, in my belief system, has, you can, friends or entourage and spirit, unseen friends that help us in our life. They help us connect with things and people and situations. They help our life flow in a way that we can't even imagine. It's like, how did you meet your husband? You know, how did the two of you just accidentally show up at the right place at that exact moment to come across each other's paths and meet? There's a lot of little steps that go on that our little helpers from above help create these exact moments, these exact times for things to occur in our lives.
That's Lori Martin. And that is true. I do wonder at times, how do we find our tribes and our best friends? Lori Martin is bringing us some new ideas for the new year. I never thought to ask my higher counsel to send a sign like a white feather. Actually, I am going to ask my higher counsel, my inner guidance system, to send me a sign of a white Mercedes. Now that would be a sign. Lori Martin. Find more at her website called smileacrossyourheart.com. Her new book is called Language of the Heart, Unconditional Love. Coming up, Emilio Castillo of Tower of Power. We're going to blow some horns to celebrate this new year. First, Pamela Cuccinell looks at the stars. Next.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies. And your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinell offering you the astrology forecast for the week. 2015 is an 8-year in numerology. To encourage money growth supported with right use of power, implement a slow start in enterprise in the first few months of the year. This weekend, even if you enjoy time off, let the action plans percolate and activities beckon. The Cancer full moon calls attention to the seesaw of home and work. Do you feel balanced with your work and your home life? Or do you feel that one segment of your time is at the cost of the other? For some of us, it may seem to be an unavoidable imbalance. However, the conflict between the two may exacerbate the problem. In other words, if you're at work and fret how you should be at home, or at home worried that you miss work, then you're not fully present at the task at hand. This state of mind leeches your focus and actually detracts from the quality product you deliver when at home or at work. The full moon offers an opportunity for acceptance and integration, a chance to balance the scales, at least temporarily. When you call your attention to a situation, you are in a position to find a solution. This is not possible when you deny its existence. Monday is fabulous to organize a project, purge files or closets, but do not initiate an important project or meeting. Creative fire flies in on Tuesday, which can be a dramatic action or an upset. Definitely stand up for yourself with grace. Wednesday is a dynamic day for people with air and fire prevalent in their horoscopes. keep a sense of humor. Potential looms on Thursday, so much so that some people may shortchange midday. It's a little like a proud child with a helium balloon, which breaks free into the sky. Sometimes, when something feels so big or inflated, it's hard to hold. If you're very attached or pumped on one idea, it may need to take flight to a place you can no longer control. It can feel like lack of consideration. However, once the histrionics pass, you can settle down to the work. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course through 2015 and beyond. You can also obtain access to more in-depth daily forecasts at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinelli. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Michael Weiser wasn't surprised that Hudson Valley Hospital Center won a prestigious Press Ganey Award for the fourth time in recent years.
The doctors at the Hudson Valley Hospital Center saved my life.
Neither was George Ondek.
They helped save my wife's life.
After winning the organization's Success Story Award for employee satisfaction in 2006 and patient satisfaction in 2012 and 2013, Hudson Valley Hospital Center has now won the 2014 Guardian of Excellence Award for clinical excellence. To qualify, medical and employee staff had to receive scores higher than 95% of hospitals nationwide. Fewer than 5% of the 10,000 Press Ganey Healthcare Facility members reach this threshold and maintain it for the one-year reporting period. But the win didn't surprise Rabbi Herschel Jaffe either.
They have saved my life more than one time. I'm so thankful.
Just another example of why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Learn more at hvhc.org.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
Hi, this is Lisa Kay, and here's an intuition exercise you can use to build your intuition. You know, we're always making decisions during our day, and that gives us a great opportunity to exercise our intuition. For example, when you're choosing what to have for lunch, you can use your intuition to help you. Look at the menu, or perhaps you're at the lunch bar, and see what draws you. Imagine what it would feel like to eat it, and imagine how it would feel after you've eaten it. Be open, don't overthink it. Just see what comes up quickly for you. Listen to the words that may pop up in your head. Then after you've had your lunch, see if you were right. Did it sit well in your stomach? Did it satisfy you? Did you listen to your intuition, or did you choose something else? How did that work out? Here's what happened to me one day. By habit, I ordered my favorite pan-roasted chicken, and just after I told the waiter what I wanted, in my head popped the words, overcooked. But the waiter was already walking away before I could stop him, and sure enough, when my dish came, the chicken was overcooked. I should have tuned into my intuition earlier, rather than just choosing it out of habit. So the next time you go to lunch, use your intuition to help you choose what to eat. So that's your intuition exercise. Go and try it. If you'd like to learn more about intuition, go to my website at intuitiononly.com. And this is Lisa Kay.
Did you know you can improve your mood by improving your posture? Mom was right. According to research published in Health Psychology, if you tend to slouch, sitting up straight instantly lifts your mood. Of the 74 people in this study, some slouched and others sat upright while reading or performing other tasks, including a mood self-assessment. Those sitting upright showed higher self-esteem, more arousal, better mood, lower fear, and stronger pulse responses. Also, a linguistics analysis found slouchers used more sad words, more negative emotion words, and fewer positive ones while speaking. So if you want to feel and sound happier, sit up straight. It's a free mood boost whose side effects may also include a smile and even acing that job interview. Who knew it could be so easy? This is Marcy Niffin, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Thanks, Marcy. I am sitting up straighter now, and I'm feeling better. Hi, it's Casey. And if you want to feel better for all of 2015, I hope you'll join me next Sunday, January 11th, in person, for A Day For and About Women. It's a day-long women's symposium from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with breakfast and lunch and inspiration included. Get details at caseyontheradio.com, and I hope to see you next Sunday, 111, January 11th, 2015, a day to map out your personal plan for the new year. And it is a new year, so let's blow some horns. There is no finer or funner horn section than the one you will find in the R&B group Tower of Power, T-O-P. Tower of Power just helped ring in the new year at Tarrytown Music Hall, and just before that gig, I caught up with the best-looking member of the horn section, T.O.P. founder Emilio Castillo.
Well, thank you very much.
Emilio, I am so delighted to talk to you. Give us a little background about Tower of Power and how you started it all and how many years ago.
Well, the band started in 1968 in the East Bay, in the Bay Area over there near Oakland, California. And we were signed to our first recording contract by Bill Graham. Wanted to get into the Fillmore Auditorium, and we auditioned over there, and he liked the way the band sounded and signed us, and we did our first record for San Francisco Records. And then shortly after that, we were picked up by Warner Brothers Records, and we did six albums for them, and we've been together now. We're in our 46th year.
Amazing. I mean, there is no other group like you. What made you have this wonderful idea that all of these horns could make a band and stick around, you know, for decades?
You know, I wasn't thinking about decades at that point. It was just all I wanted to do. I had seen this band called the Spiders. They were very good, and they had three horns, and I had one. So I hired a trumpet, and next thing you know, I hired another one. And before I knew it, I had five horns. And I just kind of stuck with that sound. I like that big sound in a horn section.
Oh, everybody likes that big sound in a horn section, and you guys give it such life. When did you pick up your first horn? Who inspired you?
When I was 14 years old, me and a couple of friends got the idea we were going to steal a couple of T-shirts going through this department store on our way to the swimming pools to go swimming in the summertime. And I had a really short crime career. I got caught the first time out. And my dad made me go and apologize to the store manager, and he said, "You better think of something that's going to keep you out the streets or you're never coming out of that room again." He gave me a notebook, told me to fill it with why I was never going to steal. And while I was in there, we were thinking, my friend had come back from a vacation in Mexico and he had a guitar and the Beatles had just come out. And we said, "We want to play music, Dad." And he put us in the car and he took us to the music store and he said, "Anything you want." And I pointed to the sax and my brother pointed to the drums, and we kind of did it backwards. We didn't practice for years and years and then joined a band. We started the band that day, and then we learned how to play.
I love this story, and I have to tell you, I love your father.
He's a great man. 85 years old now.
Wow. What a smart, smart man to say, get in your room, fill this notebook with why you're never going to steal again, and figure out what you're going to do. Wow, brilliant. Great parenting. He must be so happy with your success. I have to tell you, my nephew is 16 years old, and he is going to be so excited. He looks up to you so much, and he just went with his friends to see you at B.B. King's. You were in the city not that long ago.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that cool that you still keep teenagers are still discovering you?
And we're seeing a lot of young people now, you know, not only in the States, but in Europe and in Japan. It's great. We have a record out currently, just came out a few months ago. It's called Tower of Power, Hipper Than Hip, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And you can get it on our website, towerofpower.com, or Amazon, or Barnes & Noble, all of those. It's also in the stores. And we're working on a brand new all-original record right now. And this time we're doing the Michael Jackson method. We're recording way more than we need and picking the best 12. So it's taken a while because we're doing it between tours, but it should be out probably within a year and a half.
All right. We look forward to that. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Exactly sure what's hip. Started to let your hair go.
Listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.